The Nevada State Medical Association is a nonprofit agency representing doctors in the state. After the mass shooting in Las Vegas more than a week ago, NSMA Executive Director Catherine O'Mara says she received many calls from around the country from medical and trauma groups offering to help. She spoke with our reporter, Ann Gray, to provide the latest.
In terms of the medical community in Vegas, how have they been impacted by this event? What have you been hearing?
We've really been working with our counterpart on the ground in Las Vegas, Clark County Medical Society. They've received a number of phone calls of physicians who want to help. We've received an outpouring of support from local and statewide physicians, as well as out-of-state physicians who want to come in and help. So at this point in time, it's really about sticking together as a state and supporting our friends and colleagues in Las Vegas.
Have medical help or resources from Northern Nevada or other regions been needed so far?
Well, I know there's a call for blood donations statewide and platelets, and I believe that we're having a great deal of participation in the north with the idea that that blood will be eventually sent down to Las Vegas. So far, we believe and we are informed that the area hospitals in Las Vegas are covered, as far as physicians go, adequately and appropriately for what they need at this moment. So the Medical Association and our counterparts in Clark County are perched and ready to go to get more physicians there if we hear that that becomes a need from either the hospitals or from the Southern Nevada Health District.
The one thing that we have been hearing in various reports is that outpouring of support from all over the country and around Nevada. Who has been reaching out to you to offer help?
The first call I got early Monday morning was from my counterpart in Connecticut. They'd gone through something very traumatic with the shooting in Newton, and they wanted to help us. They wanted to share the lessons that they learned with us to help us be able to be as helpful as possible to our state and our community.
And then when you mentioned that the Connecticut State Medical Association, the head of that agency, reached out to you because of what they had experienced with the mass shooting at Newtown, what advice did they have for you?
It was all very focused on how do we best as a physician community help our public. And the primary need needs to be on, okay, how do we get our trauma teams in place? And so we reached out to the chief medical officer in the Southern Nevada Health District. We reached out to the hospital association to find out, you know, do you have the coverage you need? Do you need trauma teams down there? How is that immediate response to the physical trauma happening? And then they really stressed the importance of this ongoing emphasis on the mental health aspect. And not just mental health aspect of the victims and their families, which is very important, but our first responders are going to need some support. And people who attended the event who maybe weren't physically injured are going to need some support. We reached out to colleagues that work for some of the gaming entities down in Las Vegas. You know, keep us in mind when your employees, in a couple of weeks, when your employees need assistance. We are working with the Nevada Psychiatry Association to compile a list of psychiatrists who may be willing to volunteer some time. All of these were things that we felt were important to do to start the appropriate response to the impact on Sunday night, but it was certainly very helpful to have our counterparts in these other states, you know, reach out to us and kind of help us clearly identify where we need to go. And unfortunately, it's not just Connecticut and Florida and Nevada. You know, there's other states too that have had to deal with this. And it's very tragic. It's very amazing the level of compassion that we've received from all over the world.
Catherine O'Mara is with the Nevada State Medical Association. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Thank you.